the only private harrier. A few minutes with Art Nalls. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Some airshow acts struggle to separate themselves from the pack, but Art Nalls doesn't need a 32-point roll to do that. Art is a real estate developer and a former U.S. Marine. He owns the only airworthy Harrier jump jet in civilian hands, and he brings it to air shows. At the recent convention of the International Council of Air Shows in Las Vegas, ANN editor-in-chief Jim Campbell had a chance to talk to Art about his first year on the circuit.
Art, there's this whole line of jokes that go about starting in aviation and turning a big fortune into a smaller fortune, but doing it with a Harrier, that's doing it with class. Talk to us about the first year of a Harrier on the airshow circuit.
Well, we learned a lot. First of all, we knew that we could fly the airplane. We knew that we could fly it safely. We had to learn how to operate it away from the home base and cross-country flight. Our concept was to take as many support parts and spares that what we would need in a trailer with us, our own servicing equipment, jacks, spare starter, things like that. We'd put it in a trailer so that we would have it in case we needed it. We also flew it in formation with the L-39, and that turned out to be more of a trick than what we thought, because the L-39 is at its max continuous power, and the Harrier is almost at idle power to stay in formation with it. It's burning, it's right around 70% RPM. And even at that reduced power setting, it has no pylons on it, just the two inboard pylons. There's not a lot of drag. At a reduced power setting, the fuel economy for the airplane was horrendous. We guessed at it just with some of the planning charts and whatnot. We didn't know how bad it was until actually we did the first leg. It took 511 gallons to go 300 miles. So if you do the math on that, that's 1.8 gallons per mile. Now, that's gallons per mile, not miles per gallon. There's some things that we can do to improve that. We destroyed some of that fuel economy by trying to come into the airfield the way the military does, by descending down, going out to about 4 to 5 miles, coming in a little bit fast, coming into the brake. If somebody else is paying for the fuel, that's a good way to do that. If we're paying for the fuel, we detach the airplane in sight of the airfield. The airplane does an idle descent and tries to time it, lowering the gear and flaps and coming up with the power just enough to do one power addition, slow landing, a roll-on landing. And that actually saves a fair amount of fuel if you're talking gallons per second that it actually uses. So we're learning better how to operate the airplane. We're learning better how to get the two airplanes joined in formation efficiently. We screwed that up a couple of times and lost sight, and just all it takes is just a momentary loss of sight, and then we're not going to get the two airplanes joined up again. So we've developed our SOP since we have the same pilots flying both airplanes. We've developed an SOP to get joined up in the airport traffic area, and then get them launched as efficiently and as fuel efficient as possible on the way to the cross country. This year was a tremendous year for us. We said we would do 6 air shows. We did all 6 air shows. We never missed a single performance for a mechanical issue. We got 2 pilots qualified. The second pilot was qualified. I'm qualified aerobatic rating. Both of us are now qualified certified flight instructors, which makes us the first experimental Harrier authorized flight instructors. We're authorized to teach in the Harrier in this model of airplane. And if we ever get a 2-seater, then we're set up to do that. So we thought we set the bar at an ambitious level. 6 air shows in this airplane, I think, is not trivial, and we did it. And the air shows were not just close air shows either. We went halfway across the United States. We went to Chicago. Two legs up and 2 legs back. And we really didn't have any mechanical issues with this airplane at all.
The question is, when you're talking to center on a cross country, how many of them believe that you're a civilian Harrier?
It usually, that's interesting, because it usually goes into a conversation from there. We check in as an experimental Harrier, and some of them have heard about it and want to ask a question about it. Some of them haven't heard about it and want to know, is it privately owned, and we'll go into details on that. We often get the question, how much does it cost? And that's the one question we don't go into any detail on right now. We just try to keep that a little bit under wraps. We understand everybody's curious about it, but the cost that we paid for the airplane, we don't think has any reflection on what the value of the airplane is now, because of been able to accumulate the spares, get it through the certifications, and actually get the airplane flying.
What did you learn from those six shows? I mean, obviously you've got a great deal of experience with the airplane, but this talk about a totally different venue. Combat might even be easier.
Well, what we learned is we are taking a very close look at the engine life on this. We're preserving it. We're trying to keep both pilots current, and we use as much of that as possible in the L-39. As the cockpits are laid out very similarly. They have the same GPS, the same radios. We fly them the same way. We even some of the procedures are similar between the two airplanes. So there is some crossover in training. So currency is a big issue. The second issue is how we're going to do the performances to demonstrate the airplane, to showcase the airplane, but not tear the airplane up, to minimize engine life and the impact on engine life. There are two ways that the Harrier engine life is recorded. One is plane flight hours, like everything else. Another one is engine counts, which is a function of engine temperature versus time. And we have a count limit on this engine, and when we reach that limit, we've got to pull the engine out and have the engine rebuilt. So we're trying to economize those counts, so we record them after every single flight. And if we've done something wrong to run up the counts, we try to change our behavior on that. We use the water injection system, even if we don't need it, because that reduces the engine temperature and saves counts. Water is cheap. It's 89 cents a gallon at Safeway. So we'll go buy it in gallon jugs, or we'll put that on the airshow producer to say we need 60 gallons per performance, and we'll use water whether we need it or not. And we also have a V-stall calculator. That's another thing we learned. We didn't know the engine performance of this airplane, so we used Langley Air Force Base to actually do the hover performance checks. We found out the engine was indeed a superstar. Very, very good performance, so we have those figures into the laptop computer. We'll figure those for every show, for every flight, as a matter of fact, and we will give a gracious margin so that we're not on any temperature limit. And so far, our data seems to be tracking exactly with what we predict.
More in a moment with ANN's Jim Campbell and civilian Harrier pilot Art Nalls. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option, from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed, comes standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Art Nalls about his Harrier. Art brought his unique plane to a half dozen air shows in 2009. What lies ahead?
What is 2010 looking like for the Harrier?
Well, if we don't get a sponsor, we'll probably do about the same number of shows, 6 to 8. And that worked out to be comfortable for the ground crew. We've added a support trailer, which we didn't have at the beginning of 2009. We're adding a tow truck. We're acquiring a tow truck to tow the trailer. We've got some repeat shows that want us, and we were definitely value-added to the show. The customer satisfied. We enjoyed being at the show, and the crowds were definitely bigger than they were previously. We'll probably add some new shows, and there'll probably some shows won't be a value to us. They were a value to us last year, where they helped us get the second pilot qualified.
You mentioned sponsorship. It's obviously a very hot topic in this industry, but it has to be truly unique to walk into a potential sponsor and tell them what you've got, especially when you're the only game in town.
Well, we've not actually gotten to that point yet. We're in talks with NASCAR. I did have a one-on-one meeting with the president of NASCAR, who specifically wanted this airplane. And we propose to actually fly it inside some of the raceways. We can do some rather unique things there. So we've got to go back to the FAA and do some negotiations for things like crowd limits, what distance from the crowd, if we're going to overfly the crowds. We think we can do it safely, and we want to propose something to the FAA that not only keeps the airplane safe and the crowd safe. That's the number one criteria, keep the crowd safe. But NASCAR was very excited about the airplane. When they saw the demonstration tape that we did at Langley Air Force Base this year, they were very excited about it. Several of the team owners said, this is what we need. We want this.
You mentioned the possibility of a two-seater. How's that project coming along?
Well, it just needs money. That's the issue.
Well, that's all?
That's it. It's just money. We've located one that's a candidate. It can be acquired. We've got an engine for it, and the engine appears to be a good engine for it. We've got the crew. We know where we can get the ejection seats. We've got everything sort of on option, but the people, in order to put the thing together, I've got to be able to pay them as full time. Right now they're volunteers. It would be a tremendous project, and if they continued on a volunteer basis, it would be years and years and years before it. So we're going to put that off on hold until somebody steps up and says, I really want to support this program.
Well, Art, we've got to give you just tremendous kudos for having brought this project into fruition and actually made it a reality, because, let's face it, I mean, the Harrier is an awesome machine in a number of venues operated by the military, but to see something like this in civilian hands by somebody who knows the machine and loves it, if this isn't the ultimate expression of American entrepreneurship, I don't know what is.
Well, thank you, Jim. This has been a labor of love, really. Everyone on the team has been just absolutely passionate about the airplane. They come to work, they're smiling. When I show up at the hangar, I'm smiling. Sometimes I can't believe it myself. And the crew shows up, and they're smiling. Every weekend that we're at the hangar, we have visitors stop by that says, I heard about this. I can't believe it. We had some F-16 drivers show up just last weekend, and said they're scratching their head going, I can't believe it. And we'll stop what we're doing usually and give them a tour, walk around the airplane. We have the second one, the GR3, that's in another hangar. That's the ejection seat's cold, and so we'll the step ladder's set up. We'll put them up in the cockpit, and we advertise that less than 5,000 people in history have ever sat in the cockpit of a Harrier, and that one surely is available for people to climb in the cockpit.
Outstanding. Good luck.
Thank you.
Find out more about Art Knowles and his Sea Harrier at www.knowlesaviation.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.